At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Episode 58.
58.
Love bug season.
Okay. I just want to be hugged.
Just hug you me. Beat me to it. You me. Can't know, bro. Y'all don't understand. That was an inside joke. So at intervals in the show, you may hear me say, stop and say, just
hug me. I just want to be hugged.
Just want to be hugged. That's a standing inside joke between me and Coach.
Let me see. I just want to be hugged. Wrap your arms around me.
All right, love bug season. So I have a question that was not on the script, which we're probably going to research this.
All right.
Is love bug season indicative of
fall? For Alabama, it's fall change.
Okay, well, why is it
the end of summer.
Okay, so why do they call them love bugs?
Because they're mating. And they mate all over the place, and they wreck your car, smash you into your windshield.
They really do,
you know? Yeah.
While they're mating,
they don't care.
They don't care.
And one is flying one way, one is flying the other way, and they're just circling and going at swarms it. Of them.
And they're
in
all
some
of
spots, you think that you're.
So is that an air orgy?
It's the most.
Would that be considered an air
insect
orgy?
Sex?
No, oh, seriously.
That's a kind of tongue twister. Insect sex.
Sex. That's an air orgy.
It might be.
Because if they're in the air and they're everywhere.
Sex. Yeah.
And everywhere. They don't care. Hitting the windshield.
Your bumper.
They dying while they doing
right.
it.
Right. They'll be on your shoulder.
That's how much love is.
Love bugs. Jeez.
And people hate them. Doggone love bugs.
About 2-3 weeks, you can't keep your car clean.
Doggone love bugs. And the love bugs be loving us. Like, oh.
Oh, psh, psh.
In the air having an orgy. And they dying. Like, nah. Somebody coming and going.
Coming and going at the same time.
That's crazy. So. Yeah. Love bug season is in full effect, people.
So we're going to try and call Wayne.
We're going to try and call him.
We had a change in schedule, so he may be available. He may not. We're just going to roll with it.
I wonder what state he in. I wonder where Wayne is. Like, I wonder if he like.
Might be a lad going to Ladd or something.
Going where?
Ladd Stadium. You know, it's high Friday night.
Football. So he would be there?
Going to see a game if Williamson is playing.
Really?
Yeah.
So we could catch, football. You know what would be crazy if we caught Wayne the Bounty Hunter live.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Ooh, and recorded that joker.
We need to do that.
What if we got a live story on the set? What if we got the dog bark on the set? That would be crazy.
He'll do it.
I never thought about that. As a matter of fact, let's see something. Let's see if he gonna answer. He may be busy, y'all.
Okay.
We got to see where we are on the list if we're important enough to answer. Bing, 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 bing. Don't look like we're going to get Wayne.
No way.
We're going to let Wayne go. Wayne might be chasing somebody right now.
He might be.
He might be, literally.
I'm serious.
Listen, y'all, we know people. All right? Hey, don't deal
facts.
Go tell them.
Facts.
All right. When you think about something, I'm going to go back to something you said earlier. That love bugs have been known to take the paint off, though, the bumper.
If you don't clean it right away,
it'll take
your paint off. It'll take.
Guess who just called?
Is that Wayne?
Yeah, man. Is this Wayne the Bounty Hunter?
You got it.
Oh, you know what show it is. A podcast with a purpose. What's up, Wayne?
Oh,
y'all got it?
Man, listen, we didn't know if we were going to be able to find you or not. We didn't know if you was at the game, going to see Williams, you know, at the last stadium or what, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting situated now. What's
okay. Going on? Who you going to see?
Put your cologne on?
Oh, probably going to see Williamson and DC Rain.
Okay. Ooh. Coach asked you if you were putting your cologne on already.
Oh, you already got a pen to drop a stuff on.
You got anything for us?
Give us something quick, Wayne. We'll let you go. Go. Yeah. Give us something.
Okay, this one guy we were looking for, we heard he might have been in his apartment complex where his girlfriend lived. Mm-hmm. We got there. We spotted him. We getting ready to move in on him. Mm-hmm. Next thing we know, we say, damn, he must have spotted us. He ducking these bushes in front of these apartments. You know how bushes be built up around apartments?
Right.
Mm-hmm. He jumped in the bushes. So we sitting there getting ready to apprehend him. Next thing we know, we heard a woman went to screaming. Come to find out, besides being a bounty jumper, he was a peeping Tom.
Wow. What?
Yep. So he jumped out, went to run up out of there, and shit ran right to her.
So he was. wait.
So he was a peeping. He didn't even know y'all was there.
Huh?
He didn't even know y'all were there.
We thought he had followed. We jumped in the bus. We thought he had followed.
He
was
looking at some.
To be watching women.
Oh man, he wasn't studying y'all. Y'all thought he was hiding. He was active peeping.
We thought he was hiding.
Oh man,
Wayne.
Oh my,
that's
goodness.
Rough, bro. What did he say when y'all got him?
He couldn't say nothing. He just looked.
Say it's over with.
Well, he knew who we were because you know how we called, you know, so he knew who we were.
He already knew
who we was. He knew we were looking for him.
So we can name him Peeping Tom. We don't need to know his real name, but his name Peeping Tom. Hey, Wayne, you gonna give us that dog buck? Wayne, everybody, holla! Hey, man, we appreciate you taking the
enjoy
time.
Enjoy the game, man.
Enjoy the game.
All right, the Rockwaller holla.
All right, peace.
Peace. I don't
pull
a rock wall. I feed him gunpowder.
All right, Wayne.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You all
too.
Right.
All right. Later.
Nice. Hey, listen. Wayne don't be playing, dude. When he on with it.
Man, the dude was sitting there.
Peeping Tom.
I'm thinking he running for Wayne. He running for on and off the field. A podcast with a purpose. We got your interview and coach.
That's just right. This is your boy Coach Boston, a.k.a. Still in Issues since 1976.
Yo, the man.
Wow.
Since 1968. But I'm not a peeping Tom. That's crazy, man. I had to soak that one in.
I can see him doing that, though. You know,
I had to soak it in.
Yeah, right.
That one was a pause. You know, it was a pause.
I thought he caught him like real easy. You know,
yeah, no, but it was. he was going for the next victim. I wonder what. I know he can't tell us, but one can't help but to wonder what he was on the run for.
Oh God! Yeah, I can only imagine.
You can only run.
Yeah,
dude.
He probably got several charges. Gee, yes.
Look, so what's crazy is he's one of them love boats we was talking about.
Right, out of control. he running into the law.
Oh my goodness! Excuse me, y'all. That was my DJ calling. So he wants to call while I'm recording. But yeah, that's one of them love boats.
Right.
All right. So look. On a serious note.
So we're going to, it's our prayer segment.
Yeah.
And our theme, because love bug season represents change.
Right.
And so the theme of the show is change. So we want to pray for the strength of someone who needs change and wants to start change.
And you know, before we say the prayer, I think we were talking, I was talking to either you or somebody. I always say this. My favorite, well, My two favorite seasons, fall and winter. I'm struggling.
Especially down here.
Oh.
The winter. Oh, so
listen, dude.
Weather. Oh, my God.
What? So, but I struggle with between the two because of the look of autumn, which is fall.
Mm-hmm.
I love the look of autumn, the feel.
Yeah.
The income of predicting the winter. Like, yeah. You know it's coming.
Right.
It's like that's the precursor to the winter.
Right.
And so I struggle with those two. But fall, I was going to say this, fall goes with the prayer. Like struggling with people that's trying to make change. Some stuff needs to fall off.
Right.
For other new stuff to come.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And fall is a hard season for some.
So we want to pray for you.
Yeah. So we're praying. So we lift them up in prayer, asking that God comfort you and just and that you embrace change. That's the key thing, that you embrace in your heart change. And that it be something that's beneficial to you and that you know is beneficial. And so that you lock in for change and then accept fall. Things have to fall off in order for new things to come.
Amen.
So prayers for strength for y'all. So
amen.
Shout out to y'all.
Amen. All right. Amen.
So let's laugh.
Let's laugh. You know, I was a class clown in high school. I got that in my yearbook.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I used to have and I'm not trying to outdo you there, coach, but hey.
You wouldn't know anything about that, right?
No, I still count. But I had my own bus back in the day there, coach.
What?
Yeah, it's indeed a yellow bus there, coach. Band bus there, yes. In my own bus, yeah. They waited on me, coach. They filled the bus seats, everyone except one seat, coach. And guess who that seat was reserved for? You're doggone right. I had my own bus.
Nice.
Yes, I was in the band. I was in the trumpet section. I was actually the section leader.
Okay.
I got just love band. I'm a people person.
Yeah.
Can make people laugh just
naturally. Right.
Man, I had a whole bus. We had four buses. One was mine. I'm getting on Rick bus. Literally.
Uh-huh.
It'd be packed.
Uh-huh.
Except one seat. And it
that'd
was
be yours.
Packed. Yep. In the back.
Right.
I get back there, put my stuff down, put my trumpet down, and I tell jokes all the way to the game.
Right.
They'd be cracking up, man. Some people would get drunk and they couldn't get drunk. They'd be throwing up on the bus, you know.
I know about it.
It was fun though, man.
Wow.
So yeah, so I was a class clown too.
Nice.
So what do you call a small pepper in the fall?
What?
I like this. A little chili. I like that.
You know you're an adult when what scares you the most about back to school season is the credit card bills.
Facts. I've heard nightmares.
It can be.
And I myself have partaken, my son. All right. Why did the chicken move to Alabama? Oh my goodness.
Why?
It heard it could cross the road without Jeff. Come on, dude.
What's the best road sign in Auburn?
What is it?
Tuscaloosa, 120 miles.
Wow. Why did they build the Mercedes plant so close to the University of Alabama?
Why?
Because they have an endless supply of crash test dummies right down the road. That's crazy.
Did you hear about the $4 million Alabama state lottery?
No.
The winner gets $4 a year for a million years.
When my girlfriend got pregnant, everything changed.
Wow, I bet.
Like my address and my phone number. Wow.
Amazing how an anus can completely change the meaning of a sentence.
Mm.
For example, Jane ate her friend's sandwich. Jane ate her friend's anus. You see the difference?
No, man. No, that's not how that goes. No, you don't differentiate like that. There's a better way to differentiate. That's a better way. That's all I'm saying. All right. What movie best describes Thanksgiving morning?
What?
The Hunger Games. So let me ask you this along the lines before you move on.
Yeah.
What do you like for Thanksgiving? Do you do typical dressing, turkey and dressing, or do you, what's your favorite?
My favorite is Cornish hen.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite meat for Thanksgiving is Cornish hen.
Why?
I always wanted to do something different and just started making that, and
really,
I really like it.
Didn't expect that.
Yeah, it's really good.
Hmm.
Love it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, an Italian man.
All right, so an Italian man is walking down the street. He's got two watermelons, one in one hand and one in the other. And a stranger asks him. He says, "Excuse me, sir. Do you happen to know the time? And so the Italian guy looks at him and puts one watermelon down and then puts the other watermelon down gently and goes, I don't know.
You know, some of these jokes, y'all got to see it. Like, y'all would have had to see how he just did that. I get the joke, but that y'all would have had to see it. African proverb.
Right.
However long a log stays in the water, it doesn't become a cracker. First, is my African accent good, or is it something else?
You need to work on it a little
what
bit.
What does it sound it more like?
Like, he is drunk. An African proverb, he's drunk.
Okay, now you got me all messed up. This proverb highlights that simply waiting or passive observation will not bring about change. Action and intentional effort are required to achieve it. Facts.
Facts.
That's why I like these proverbs.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. The On and Off the Field Book Club.
Gotcha.
All right. If You Feel Stuck, Transitions by William Bridges and The Greatest Salesman in the World by Og Mandino, many experts believe are the two most powerful classic books to move you to action so you can change. They're actually really good.
So you've read both of those?
I've read one.
How is it?
Excellent.
Really?
Yeah.
Motivation.
I told you about being a sales champion.
Right. I think you did. Yeah.
This just came out of that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the other one, though,
I haven't read the other one. Just facts the first time I heard of it.
That's interesting. See, y'all just don't understand. We cover book clubs and all that. Serenity Now. If you're having suicidal thoughts, please know that you are not alone and help is available. Here are some resources and steps you can take. For immediate help.
So, you know, just suicide.
Absolutely.
Suicide.
Absolutely.
So dial 988.
Yes.
The Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is available 24/7. You can call or text this number to connect to a trained counselor.
Crisis text line, text home to 741741 to connect with a crisis counselor.
Talk to someone you trust, a family member, friend, religious leader, or anyone can offer an ear of support if you're feeling lonely or isolated.
Right. Communicate your feelings. It can be incredibly helpful to put your thoughts and feelings into words. Don't be so prideful. I think
think about what leads to that
is pride.
Let me tell you the one thing in common that most all suicides have.
What?
Is that right before they kill themselves, they're alone in their thoughts.
Right. Which, like I said, and let me put this as gently as I can. That when you use the word pride, a lot of people, it seems brash, but pride is subtle. Mm-hmm. That's how it gets so many people.
Right.
Pride, like you said, they mentioned that they're by themselves.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying? We just read, make efforts to not be alone.
Right.
Pride will stop people from making efforts mm-hmm. to not be alone. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Sure.
I thank God I put it that way. That's the perfect way. It'll make you, pride will make you say, oh, well, I'm not going to bother them. Or
here's the challenge. If while you're in your thoughts and you're in your thinking about suicide,
right.
If you're hearing my voice, you can say, ask yourself this one question. Did I tell someone about what's going on?
Right. Right.
And then if you can say, yes, I have. And, you know, then let me know.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You need to answer that question first. But if you can't say yes, then you need, you know,
you
obviously
need to
you're alone in your thoughts.
Facts. And that's a dangerous place to be. You know, there's a Bible scripture and I think I've gone over it before, and it's so important. You can really do it. It says you got to cast these thoughts down.
Yes.
Like throw them, like kick them out.
Yes.
As if like there's an unwanted guest.
Yes.
Like that. Like, right. No, you get out of here.
Right. Right.
We have the power to do that.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah. It works. So did you want to hit that last one?
Remember? So remember that feelings are temporary. Intense right. emotional pain can be overwhelming, but it's important to remember that these feelings can and will change.
Facts. Your life is valuable. Your life is valuable. And there's hope for a better future. Please, please, please reach out for help. That's serious, dude.
All right, Blue Bag Music segment.
Let's go.
This is, you know, I started my music, you know, music. I like all music.
Right.
But after Mary passed, I started listening to different music.
Okay.
Because the familiar music brought triggers of memories.
Right.
And so new music would be something that, you know, brought about a change in thought.
You can ward it off.
Black Keys. I started listening to the Black Keys. I had never listened to that type of music.
What is that?
Like rock and roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
South hard, you know, rock.
A little hard.
Okay.
Hard guitar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Black Keys, huh?
Yeah. But change. You know, it was trauma brought about change.
You know, we're talking about seasons, right? Like, with my eyes, I can look out the window, like even behind you. Now they can't see it, but behind you, I can look out my window in the back. I see the trees blowing because it's wind blowing.
Right.
Which that's a sign of fall.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure, sure.
So you can see that. Yeah. But also with that comes something inward within. It's something about when we get close to the holidays, that it's a heaviness, a blanket that comes across the whole world. Mm-hmm. And it touches anybody that has lost somebody.
Yeah, sure.
Within the span of their life.
Absolutely.
So this every year, in September, October, Halloween, people kind of do the whole ghoulish thing. And Halloween, we celebrate Halloween, you know, whatever. And that even, I think that's even season. A covering too, though.
The whole season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you go right into Thanksgiving. So right then you start thinking about, and so it's this blanket. It happens.
Yep.
Oh, every year.
I agree.
It has
almost. Hey, man, it's almost like a spiritual time circle that's
continuum, right? In a sense,
it's like, all right, now it's time to. Yeah.
Now, what's sad is some people get overwhelmed with it and they can't handle it, and they do what we just beg people not to do.
Exactly.
It just can't handle it again.
You have to embrace it. You have to embrace it.
That's heavy, dude. Yeah. Right? But you know what? When we're discussing it, but not in a, it's not in a depress. It's not bringing me down to talk about it. It's medicinal in a sense.
Exactly.
Because like, and I'm sure that whoever listens to this, it's probably going to hit you in a way like, wow.
Right.
You know, it's not bad to talk about this stuff.
No.
If you talk about it in a healthy way, like we're doing.
That's the point.
Right. You offer solutions.
Exactly.
To that.
The only problem is taking no action.
At all.
And no talking.
Right.
Just keeping everything and all your, if you're all in your thoughts, again, the question you have to ask yourself,
have you
talked to anybody?
Verbalized this to somebody.
Just one person.
And you know, it's as easy as like saying, you know, every time about this year, I get a little down. It's easy. Simple as that. You can hear it. Mm-hmm. I've heard people do it. And you're like, oh man, you want to talk about that? They start talking about it.
Well, every family will lose somebody.
Everybody,
you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, those memories and holidays
start to surface. Come,
right. Sure.
So yeah. Sure. Yeah. Edible, eatable, eat segment.
All right.
Discuss the importance of changing our diet as we age. Oh my goodness. Let's start with, lean diet, alkaline diet.
Yeah. Processed food. You know, again, we talked about processed stuff.
Since you told me about that, I've never forgotten that.
I used to get deli meat, turkey, sliced turkey. I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to get sliced turkey. That's not like, I'm thinking it's like this. It's processed turkey parts together.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. When you slice it and
tomato and all that stuff and mayo,
and you just eat it, you know? But it's not real turkey.
It's not. It's processed.
I didn't know that.
How can you get organic turkey?
Well, I mean, you would have to have a real, you know, turkey. Like, you know, the real turkey.
So,
Thanksgiving turkey.
Right.
Have it, the meat sliced real thin.
Right. From there,
you'd have to have that type.
Y'all
of
hear
meat.
That? So that's what
but
we
the
do.
The meat that comes in the plastic boar's head, all those brands in the supermarket, that's turkey parts put together. yep. or created
that they put on that big slicer.
Right, right.
Oh, slice them slices. Think, you want to cut on a one or two? Let me get on a one and a half.
Yeah, one and a half.
Pound and a half of that that booty boo boo. Give me all sliced on a one and a half of that doo doo. Give me some turkey doo doo sliced on a one and a half. Would you give me? You stand in line behind three people. Say, "Yeah, I'm next." Give me a pound of that turkey doo-doo sliced on a one and a half. Well, yeah. I'm going home to make a couple dookie sandwiches and enjoy my
some of that doo-doo. Inch and a half on the doo-doo.
Listen,
but that's dude, what it is.
I've never forgotten that example when you told me that.
That's what it is.
Processed food, dude.
Our body,
it can't, when we do, your body doesn't know what to do with it.
That's our process of food that we eat, and it comes out into doo-doo.
But yeah, so it goes. So they it's take processed. That right, and they make that food,
and they make that food.
Yeah, and say, hey, eat a patty.
Process.
Want a hamburger? And when you eat it, your body say, hey, what is this? Right. It's already processed.
So it sits there.
So I'm not going to, I'm going to push it to the side.
Right, it sits there.
That's what turns into a gut action.
Right,
it sits and then there. Turns bacteria. Into bacteria.
Yeah.
Turns into why disease.
Eating, it's like, I ain't poo-poo in 2-3 days.
Why?
Yeah, I wonder why. Ooh,
my goodness, Lord have mercy. You know somebody.
Dude, hold on. I was watching Alice today. Like Alice, the show.
No, yes, the restaurant Alice.
Vera.
Oh, man. Rest in peace. Rest in,
no, no. Vera's alive.
Okay, Flo the died. Other one. No, Flo. Right. Exactly. Flo.
Vera was in there. She had a husband.
What?
Yes.
You was, what channel were you watching Alice on?
It was TV on Fire One? Stick. Yeah, one of those. You know,
they'll
like
play
that.
Those. Like TV One to play that. Oh, like, was I supposed to say that? Cut it out, Geisha, if I'm supposed to say that.
What'd you say wrong?
TV One channel.
I mean, if they got a problem with free press, I mean, damn.
Hey, never hey, mentioned. Buddy. Hey, never mentioned TV One again. Yeah.
You wouldn't know anything about that TV
hey,
One.
Put on my still account. Put it on my still account.
The art segment.
Oh boy,
Nina Simone, legendary singer, songwriter,
you know, this pianist, tight job
with a pivotal figure in the civil rights movement. Her music included powerful songs like Mississippi Goddamn.
Wow.
Directly. You know, that's a crazy title.
That is, dude.
You gotta think, wow.
That word bothers me.
What word?
The GD word.
Really?
Because look what you're saying.
Well, yeah. Yes, it's yeah. When you think about all curse words.
Yeah, but that is saying he, like him. Right. Damn.
Or
he be that.
Right.
No.
Right.
Uh-uh. I don't say that.
Yeah.
That is a, yeah.
Right. Well, I Ooh. Understand. Yeah,
and to make, and to put that
and
in.
She made it into print. In a print. Directly addressed racial inequality. Discrimination becoming an anthem for the movement.
That's the hot shoe, bro. Oh my goodness!
Hey, do you have that clip that I sent you?
What?
I think I sent it to your messenger.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me see something. This is how
this
real.
This is about change. This is from Iceberg Slim. If you have it. The pimp set. Yeah. Pimp segment.
Intending to.
Wait a minute. No, that ain't it. Is it? No. No, wait a minute. You sent me. I'm pulling up what you sent me.
I sent on Messenger. Hold on.
You sure did. Iceberg, you gotta be it to my job.
Yes,
that one.
Yes.
Okay, I clicked on it. Something else come up. Here we go.
Whether you be sucker or hustler in the world out there, you've got that vital edge if you can ironclad your feelings. I picture the human mind as a movie screen.
Yeah.
If you're a dopey sucker, you'll just sit and watch all kinds of mind wrecking, damn fool movies on that screen. He said, son, There's no reason except a stupid one for anybody to project on that screen anything that will worry him or dull that vital edge.
Talk him, Iceberg. All,
we are the absolute bosses of that whole theater and show in our minds. Mm. We even write the script. So always write positive, dynamic scripts and show only the best movies for you on the screen, whether you are pimp or priest.
Ooh, ooh, let me tell you something, boy. That's words.
Words,
words from a real.
Well, y'all, hey, y'all don't know how good we are. Look how we just put that segment together like shivers. This.
From that pimp segment, that's probably the top two pimp segments. Iceberg.
Iceberg man.
All right,
the sex doctor.
Oh, boy.
Okay, changing positions can be a useful technique for delaying ejaculation by providing a brief pause of intense stimulation.
That's interesting. That is interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, we need to put that into play, fellas. Think about
change,
it.
Change it out.
Right. Switch
right.
it up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Run right. a different
right.
route.
Right.
Instead of a skinny pole salt with that.
Slant.
Yeah.
Red.
Five and out.
Red. Slant.
You're five and out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Then you run into a five and in.
Right.
You know what
I mean? Go post corner. Come back.
Hook and go.
Hook and go.
Comics and cartoon segment. Clark Kent to Superman.
Probably the greatest change. I guess in the history of comics. You think about it?
Probably.
I mean, his whole dynamic was going from this nerdy geek. Reporter.
Right. So was it the phone? Was the original one he changed in the phone booth?
In the phone booth.
Okay. So that's got to be.
Then he evolved the way he could just run and spin.
But it started in the phone booth.
Right.
But that was, think about something. That was fire. So let's go back to the original. So if you're talking right. about the original, Phone Booth's Chained to Superman
was fire.
Shout out to Phone Booth's Chained to Superman.
Right. That was
you
fire.
Forget about that though.
Right.
But it started in the phone booth.
It did. It did.
I want to.
It was in black and white.
Facts.
Right.
I think, didn't they do a color one where he went to the phone booth?
Of course, later. But the Dude, original one that was, came on, I think it was with PBS.
I think you're right.
I think the original one, so, right. he was in a phone, like a regular phone booth.
So to your question, I can't think of any other original, because that is fire. You in a phone booth in the middle of New York.
Right.
You step in a phone booth in New York and change from geeky
I remember
Clark Kent to
the one
Superman.
That they made in the 80s, the black dude, he had the hat. He was like, woo, Jack.
Right. That's right. fire.
Right.
So you can't touch that. What other ones that. Are they, though? Can you think of?
I mean, there's some that changed, but it's they're
Batman
like it's not a,
Batman
it's not to
happen.
A point where you're
Spider-Man.
Like, yeah, you don't. You just see him. You see him differently.
How did Spider-Man change?
Spider-Man.
Yeah, remember he had to change too.
He had clothes on underneath.
Okay,
he would and take them off and put his mask pull his mask on.
Batman.
They never really showed them.
I'm just like going that. Over to like the superheroes in my head.
Daredevil would do that. He'd go from the blind lawyer.
I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
That's close. The transformation, Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Fire,
right.
dude.
Yeah. With the machine.
Right. Stepping into the thing.
Yeah.
From the feet to right. the head.
Fire.
That's another
fire.
One.
Right.
Honorable mention.
Yeah, facts.
That think about that.
No, I
the
I
evolution
am
from
it.
Tony Stark
because
to
I know
freaking
how
it, Iron Man.
I know how those pieces link up.
Facts.
And it's
from his feet.
Right. All the way up to his head.
The animatronics.
Mm, that's close.
He gets laced with that suit.
Right,
dude.
Right. Now the only thing I would say is back in the day. They didn't show that in the comics.
Okay.
In the show.
But let me.
They did it in the movie.
Right. But let me add a little bit more sauce to it.
Mm-hmm.
He invented it himself.
Right. I know.
The fact that he did that transfer.
See, they didn't really go into that in the comic as much.
But not in the story mode, because his dad was always a genius. He was
right.
a genius.
Right.
So that's fire. That may be, he may rival him now. Do you think about
it's close.
That?
It's close,
dude.
I put it like this. The movie later Iron Man transformation is as good as the back in the day
Superman.
Okay, I agree.
In the booth transformation. Those two are what?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree, very powerful. That was fire.
Yeah.
Red flag segment.
Red flags. People who resist change or growth.
Ah. Damn, boy, that's a real
flag. A tough one. If you see somebody, if you know somebody, you obviously want to try. But at some point,
you have to relinquish.
Because they're going to bring you
and life keep you. Will drown both of you.
Yes.
If you don't.
Right.
You swim out there and rescue them and then can't lock in with them because you'll wind up drowning in life with them.
Facts.
And it's almost like some people want that in a sense. Like, yeah.
Because that there's the old saying is that misery loves company.
Right. Yeah. I was thinking that. Yeah, that's crazy. Look at the neighbor.
Look at your neighbor.
Madam C.J. Walker, one of America's first self-made female millionaires, created a business model that empowered thousands of black women. She hired, trained, and mentored, quote-unquote, Walker agents. I like that. I like how that sounds. Who sold her products door-to-door. That's smart. Providing them with a path to economic independence and entrepreneurship at a time when opportunities for black women were severely limited. So shout out to
Madam CJ Walker.
Is that why they call her Madam?
Madam CJ Walker.
Did she have was she one of those queen bees?
She might have been one.
Ran a brothel? Like Madam, isn't that Madam? I mean, come on, correct me if I'm wrong. Like in those romance books, don't Madams?
Right, right. I don't think she was a brothel, yeah.
Hey, you know, you need more than one income.
Dude, she was a millionaire back in the day.
See?
She don't need no more income.
That's what I'm saying. How you think she became a millionaire?
You think she was...
You think she might have...
You think she was a Heidi Fleiss back in the day?
Let's see what her income... Well, how did she earn her income? Let's go check her back.
I want to see the receipts.
I want your W-2. I want to see your tax return.
You want to see the W-2.
I want to see every quarter. Madam C.J. Walker, you under investigation.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Health is well.
All right, come on. Oh, Lord.
We're going to talk about the push-up challenge.
Okay, who going to talk about it?
Nurse Thickums.
Okay.
They call Nurse Thickums.
Yeah, I got the call her again. Here we go.
Ain't call her.
My phone. Let's go with your phone.
You got that next tail?
Hey.
You got that Obama phone, man?
I got that Obama, that new Obama
care. Obamacare?
That's Obamacare.
Obamacare.
Is Nurse Thickum there?
Hello.
Oh, hey,
Mr. baby. Hey, Coach Rick.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, baby.
Well, how is Brother Thickums?
Brother Thickums is fine. He know, I got him back there laying down. He watching TV.
Tyrone.
He about to watch the game.
Well, who he watching?
I don't know, man. You know, he watch all the sports.
Okay. Well, look, Miss Thickums.
I did the push-up challenge, baby.
What you say? How did it go?
Excellent. I was able to accomplish the goal, which was 50 push-ups.
Really?
50 consecutive push-ups.
How long did it take you to do them? You okay? Ooh,
yeah, it took me a while. But I did it. Nurse Thickums did it. I was determined.
Well, shut up.
If you could do not 50 push-ups, you are in the 90% stronger than most people your age.
If you could do 50
straight push-ups.
Okay. You think Coach Boston can do 50?
Ooh, yeah. I like Coach Boston. Oh. See that?
No, he had to step away.
Coach Boston got it going on. Don't let Tyrone hear me. I got a secret crush on Coach Boston.
I'm on my shots.
Like his shoulders broad, man. I don't know. Take the floor.
You need to slow your roll. That's disrespectful to Tyrone now.
I'm just talking, baby. I like Coach Boston. I would do that.
That's my brother.
I would do that.
Well, I'm gonna make sure I
Maybe
tell
I
him.
Wouldn't.
Yes.
I would do that.
I'm gonna make sure I tell him you asked about it.
Tell about yourself. Say another thing. Say, hey, baby.
I will. Take care.
All right.
Hey, man. Listen. Somebody asked about you a few minutes ago.
What?
You're not going to believe this. Nurse Thickum's got a crush on you, bro.
No.
Yeah, she does. She
no.
She said you got it going on.
Oh my gosh. She look.
She said she don't want Tyrone to hear say it though.
I think I seen her. I think I seen her around my complex, man. I think I seen her.
You think she lurking?
I think she lurking. I seen
she don't live around her.
I seen a curvy figure one morning when I was walking.
You know, I heard she live off Costa Ritas. So she ain't too
Doritos place.
What made me think of Costa Ritas?
You silly.
All right.
Bible mysteries.
Let's go.
Let's be going to that from Bible to Bible mysteries. All right. Lord, please forgive us. Please forgive us. We mean right.
All right. Bible mysteries. A good mysterious Bible verse about change is 1 Corinthians 15:51. Okay. And this is what it says, and I quote, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed," end quote.
Yep.
It's talking about the rapture.
This is Paul again?
Yes. Right, this is right. Paul talking to the church of Corinth. And he said, he said, "I'm going to tell you a mystery." And the reason he called it a mystery, because people had started talking about it around Corinth, the city. Mm-hmm. Right. And then, you know, oh, hey, man, you heard about this. Dang, they talking about the rapture. Somebody, all of a sudden, you know, you're going to disappear, blah, 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 blah. And it's kind of strange. Some people say it was a lie.
Right.
So Paul said, let me go ahead and address it. He said, that's why he said, listen, y'all, I'm going to show you a mystery. He said, we shall all sleep. Everybody's not going to die. When the Bible says sleep, it talks about dying. Okay. Fall asleep. Especially when you, in Christ, you don't die, you fall asleep.
Okay.
Which means anything that sleep got to do what? Get up.
Get up.
That's the good news.
I got you.
Right? The resurrection.
Right.
Which hence he talks about being changed. So in the, at the rapture, when his voice, shout, trumpet, trump of God, dead in Christ going to rise, those of us who are alive and remain going to be changed. That's it. Immediately, we go from flesh to gone. So imagine, and people probably say, oh man, that ain't going to happen. So you ever seen the movie Left Behind? It's about the rapture.
Left Behind.
Yeah, it's called Left Behind. It's about the people that when the rapture came, the people that didn't get taken in the rapture. They hence got left behind. So in the Great Tribulation, the Great Tribulation and everything comes after the rapture. That's after the rapture. That's why they're left behind. The government crashes, like chaos.
I thought you were talking about that movie. Actually, I thought you were talking about that movie when they were in the water. Left behind.
Not that one. That's another.
Open water.
Open water. Yeah, we're talking about that. That pissed us off.
Right. I thought you were talking about.
Yeah. It's one called Left Behind. It's a Christian movie. Talks about the rapture.
Okay.
So when he talks about this, he's talking about us being changed. Those of us who are dead and alive. The dead in Christ going to rise first.
Okay.
The Bible says. The spirits. You know. So, yeah.
Okay.
So that's what that's talking about.
Facts.
Bible mystery. You should read. You should read Corinthians, 1 and 2 Corinthians. You should read that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's good stuff. Let me tell you why.
It's good stuff.
You know why? Because the people that in my studies, mm-hmm. the people that were that were members of that church, they were what they were called proselytes. In other words, someone was still in the club, but they were coming to church.
Okay.
So it was the most organic, real, authentic church because they were real, not because they were perfect,
right?
Because they were dealing with everyday life,
right?
So he had to address it, which benefits us because guess what? Those same things that they dealt with then,
dealing with now,
well, we got cheat sheet,
right?
Hey,
right.
This is what's going on, so. Right. Yeah. So that's it, man.
Okay.
That was almost, you almost got Yoda.
That was almost Yoda.
Yeah, man. Travel to your ass.
You can't help it. You was going there.
Ooh, somebody said, you know what happened? What crazy? I got a call earlier today about a Bible verse. You know what they said? They say, I'm calling Yoda.
For real?
No lie. I said, what?
Did they know from the show?
Yes.
Really?
Yep. They say, I'm calling Yoda with the question. No lie. I got that call earlier today.
Nice.
I was in my van. Going to my site, and I got a call from somebody, and they said, hey, I got a question, a spiritual question, so I'm calling Yoda.
Nice. Like, wow.
Go ahead, bro. The show, dude. Shout out to Yoda.
Shout out.
We were just saying.
Shout out.
We were just talking off air, y'all. Like, he was like, who's their favorite character? I wonder how they feel about the character, right?
Right.
We were just talking about that. Right. So I get a call, somebody say, hey, I'm calling Yoda. So.
Nice.
Now, you get a call saying, hey, I need to speak to Nurse Thickums, it's over with. If you ever do, you know what time it is.
Travel through your eyes.
Okay. My bad. I was going to jump to the O. I have something to say, too, when we get to that. Travel through your eyes. Go ahead.
No. I took this lady from Pensacola to Gulf Shores this week.
Okay.
And I drove on Lillian Highway.
Nice, huh?
Wow.
Nice scenery.
Nice scenery.
So that's on 98?
On 98, yeah.
So I remember driving to Pensacola, but we actually took 98 still, mm-hmm. rather than 10.
Right.
So I may have seen something similar to what you've seen.
Well, we cut across. So we were on this Lillian Highway, then we cut across to 98.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that was nice.
It was nice.
See, I'd never been on Lillian.
I hadn't been that way. I've gone like... I've hugged the coast,
right,
and then I've gone a little north, Highway 90,
right.
But I hadn't gone like in between.
Wow,
yeah, it was nice.
I bet that's nice.
It was nice.
Yikes!
Yeah.
All right, now it's an ode to McNutt,
an heir to Monica McNutt.
From bud to leaf, a gentle sigh. The sun arrives, the shadows fly. A brittle shell, a sudden crack. No turning back, no looking back. The winding road, a different view. The oldest shed, the welcome.
Yeah.
So, Molly left.
I know. Anyway. All right. Mary's Nerd.
Yes, go. My favorite.
All right. The first person ever to be diagnosed with hyperthymesia is Jill Price.
Okay.
She can recall nearly every day of her life since the age of 14. Those with hyperthymesia can recall exact events on any given day as if it happened like only moments ago. Ask them what they have for breakfast on June 3rd, 1997. They can tell you the meal, outside, bro. And even the emotions they felt. Their memory functions like an endless recording playing life back with astonishing accuracy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is amazing. What God made the human brain to be able to do.
You know who had that was, remember the show Taxi?
I do.
I can't remember her name, but she was the female. She was the female, the good looking one.
Oh man, that's way back in the 70s, man.
In the 70s. Taxi, that's dude. Back in the 70s, man.
I remember the female.
She had that.
Okay.
She could remember everything.
That is amazing.
Yeah. All right. Did you know?
Okay.
The butterfly is often seen as the animal that best represents change. Scientists recognize over 17,000 butterfly species worldwide and are found on every continent except Antarctica.
That's interesting. The fact that they're found on every continent except Antarctica. But because you can kind of see if the butterflies won't make it in Antarctica.
No, it's too cold. Thin.
Yeah.
It's too cold. It's like
your wings.
Yeah.
They break.
Ice flies.
Right.
Like ice butterflies.
But I can relate with that. Butterflies change, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Cocoon the butterfly.
Right.
Big change. I often use that as an example or either proverb. I use that proverbially.
Right.
When I preach. Come on.
All right. Things that make you go,
Come on.
You may not want to swim in your spit, but if you saved it all up, you could. In a lifetime, the average person produces about 25,000 quarts of saliva, enough to fill two swimming pools.
There's no reason that I would even want to know that. Oh, my goodness. And to dive in my own spit, no way. It's got acid in it. It's got bile.
Yeah, I mean,
it's got acid.
It's got everything that you would have.
Oh, my goodness. What if the seasons didn't change? What season we gonna be stuck with? If you had to be stuck with a season for the rest of your life, which one would it be? Easy for me. Easy. Fall. You know what I'm gonna say.
Fall.
Thank you.
Fall.
But for some, they might say summer. Some may say spring.
Well, and now it depends on where you are.
That's true. So that's a loaded question.
Depends on where you are.
What if they didn't change, though? Depending on which season we're stuck in.
I mean, I think the whole point of life would alter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What if it stays summer all the time?
I think people would be more crime, be more crimes if it was summer all the time.
And if it was winter all the time, people would be heavy.
Be bigger, bigger. Oh, man, the guy I drove, the Australian guy. He was from Australia, and we were talking about health. He's diabetic, and we were talking, and I'm, so we were talking about.
Right.
And he mentioned how the majority of the people he saw here were overweight.
Okay.
And he said, even that's the steward, the flight attendant, my flight. My God, she couldn't be more than 22 years old, and I. She couldn't get through the aisle. You know, drunk in her trunk. What did you say? He had a drunk in her trunk. But he was talking about, you know, people here.
Listen, America. Dude.
Just giving his honest opinion. And he was here for a week, lives in Australia.
Everybody that starts to work out and they make... I'm late to the party. I'd admit it. Everybody that makes working out a lifestyle, like they're serious about it and they're consistent to the point where you see change, like severe change for the best. They're not, and we talked about this before, but I just didn't realize how widespread it was. Not only we just changing physically, but the mentality is drastically changing.
Yeah.
Not just for us. But when we look at other people,
right
now, obesity is more prevalent to us.
Sure.
Let's put it like that.
It's just a curious thing for me now because I'm so aware.
You look and say, how?
Right.
How did you and how do you continue to support that lifestyle? You know what I'm saying? And I'm asking as kindly as possible.
I mean, it's fair.
You know, everybody that I talk to, they say, you know, I never really looked at it.
You can get caught up in life, man, because I was for several years.
I know you told me your story.
I look at those pictures. I saw some other pictures I found was extremely big. I was like a 3X, 3-4X.
What do you feel when you look at yourself like that back then? Do you say?
I was like, I didn't think anything was wrong with me back then. So that's why when you asking the question about right now, what would people think? I wasn't thinking about it myself. I don't think people are thinking about it. It becomes something once it's brought to your attention.
Right.
You know,
otherwise it's almost normal.
Yeah. You just have to continue to work out and start somewhere. It doesn't matter where you are, what size you are. You just have to start.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and just get
church announcements. Man, you know, do you know we're 56 minutes out in the
show? Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Church announcements.
Church announcements. All right.
The women who now look like men, come on, dude. Why are you giving me this announcement? Will not be required to pay a monthly $50 fee to Reverend Ledbetter. And the men who now look like women would not be required to pay a $75 fee to Reverend. Why? I shudder to ask this. You may not know the reason. Why $50 for the one and then $75 for the other? Why are you charging one the other?
You got to ask Reverend Ledbetter, man. I'm just a messenger, man. Don't shoot. I just pass up.
You got to live. No,
Luke, I'm just your father, man. I don't know what else to tell you, man. Luke, I am your father.
No!
Search your feelings, Luke.
Hey, you got to tell me, dude, why one charge more $25?
That's the cost.
I want to know.
You get more. I guess you get more when you go from a man to a woman.
I just thought about what you just said. Wait a minute. I just wait. Oh, man. No, dude. I'm sorry. Come on. Oh my goodness, dude.
All right. Keep, I guess we're on the same thing. Keep Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 5.
Okay.
17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ,
they are a new creation.
All the old has gone and the new is here.
Yep. Behold, all things have become new. I memorized that verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17. So again, you know what? I'm not going to use the word spirit. Spiritually, I'm going to use nature.
Right.
You have a new nature. Because you say spirit, oh, you lose people. You have a new nature.
Right.
So your old nature's gone. The old nature got you in trouble.
Right.
Behold, your new nature is here. So you're a new person, new thought process, new expectations, new adventures, new everything.
Right.
That's what it's like to become Christ-like.
Right.
Everything is new to you. Like, and everybody likes new, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Isn't it amazing how we love new, but this is something new for us. If any man be in Christ,
right,
you get everything new. You would think like, oh my goodness, let me see my new stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's like we still captivated with
the old.
Yep. Yoda. Yoda! Crazy. Yeah. So, all right, proud moment proud segment. Moments. Positive changes can stress people out as well. For example, starting a new fantastic job, getting married, moving, and becoming a parent. So all of these are good, but they stress people out.
But that type of change, it can also overwhelm stress you out. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah. All right, lost in translation.
Come on.
All right, Hinka is Japanese for change.
Hinka.
All right.
Hinka. I got another African proverb. I said it. The rhythm of the song changes. The dance step must also change.
I like your other African.
The proverb emphasizes that. That's not like Bane. This proverb emphasizes that adapting to new circumstances is essential.
Right.
As change is a constant and failing to adapt means being left behind.
Wow.
Yeah. Much like being out of step with the changing world. Don't get left behind.
I know.
Tiny proverb.
When the winds of change blow, some people build walls and others build windmills.
Wow. That was good. It's all about the relationship segment. And of course, you give me something about farting that you just came with this fire Chinese proverb. Love is like a fart. If you have to force it, it's probably boo-boo. That's so true.
Yeah. Yeah, think about it.
You know, you shouldn't have to twist anybody's arm to change for the better.
No.
Right?
No.
If you do, you shouldn't be with that person.
You should also understand change is all part of it. I mean, you don't want to stay the same anyway. You want to evolve.
You never want to stay the same.
You want to evolve.
Facts.
Grow and evolve. Perception versus perspective.
Yes, sir. All right.
So this is two meals, same ingredients, same inside.
Uh-huh.
And one was cooked at 900 degrees for 1 hour.
Okay.
And one was cooked at 300 degrees for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
The one at 300 degrees obviously came out right.
Right.
The point of it is take your journey slow.
Don't rush it.
Don't rush.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I like that. Wow. Course of the week.
Course of the week.
Tallulah. We cannot save our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. That is so fire.
Albert Einstein said that.
Sheesh. That's fire.
Get out of here, Dewey.
Down, Dewey.
The money you have gives you freedom. The money you pursue enslaves you.
That's another fire one. Who said that?
Unknown. The unknown quarter.
Oh. You saw Almondy? Don't worry about the horse being blind. Just load the wagon.
Yes, Big Brother Almighty.
be the change that you wish to see in the world.
That's fire.
Gandhi.
I like that. Oh, simple and to the point.
Yeah.
What you talking about, Willis? Mm-hmm. It's only after you've stepped outside your comfort zone that you begin to change, grow, and transform. Another one. But people don't want to do that because we're like sheep. You know, sheep hate change.
Right.
They hate change. Sheep, they won't drink water if it's not still.
Mm. Wow. Kind of picky, huh?
The Bible says in Psalm 23rd Psalms, he leads me beside the still waters. Because if you lead them beside rough waters, they're so nervous.
Hmm.
They're so nervous they won't drink it.
Wow.
Because it's moving. But that's indicative, too, also of us being like sheep. Shouldn't always be scared of movement. Because actually moving water is more healthier than still water.
Right.
Yoda's everywhere.
Oh, do I love offering for Thanksgiving?
You know, we need to get some money for Yoda. Yoda been showing up for free, coming away from outer space with Luke and them.
Pay him if you will. Give him some money.
You sound like that real black thing on Bugs Bunny. I'm going to shoot you with my ray gun from two.
Snap you.
You sound just like him, dude.
I just want to be hugged.
Oh, my goodness.
Change is hard because people overestimate the value of what they may have to underestimate the value of what they may gain by giving up.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
Kiss my grits.
Kiss my grits.
One of the biggest honors in life is when a child regards you as larger than life. That's heavy.
Yeah.
Icon status.
Icon status.
If you would.
Blue Horseshoe loves Anacott Steels.
Put it on my steel account.
There are two types of tired. One that needs rest and one that needs peace.
Man, what you talking about? Underline it, preacher.
Amen.
It's been a long time coming. I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Round number 3 a.m. segment. Do not touch would probably be really unsettling to read in Braille. Why did you give me this, dude? Listen, y'all. Coach did that, not me.
Coming out the tunnel.
All right.
Being traded.
I feel like I need to do that. Coming out the tunnel.
So being traded and coming out of the tunnel against your former team.
Crunk.
Like Parsons coming up against the Cowboys.
I think you're going to lace them, dude.
Lace them up.
That was stupid, Jerry Jones. God.
Dumb.
You mean how good he made the Packers?
Super Bowl bound. I tell you what, out of the NFC, Green Bay Packers right now are
they look
to me
them and the Coach, Eagles.
Coach, it's not hard to predict your Super Bowl. Contenders.
Right.
It's not hard. You eliminate.
Right.
You're gonna eliminate 80% of the teams off the top.
Right.
They're not gonna measure up.
Right.
They asked a question this morning on the sports show. They say, is it safe to eliminate the Dallas Cowboys from the Super Bowl? Yeah, sure it's safe. Mm-hmm. I say it's safe. I give you about 3 reasons on why it's safe. Green Bay, Philadelphia, Tampa Bay.
And Dallas.
That's why it's safe.
In the front office.
They're not going to contend. You can eliminate them, just like in the AFC. You can look at certain teams in the AFC
and say there's no chance.
They're not gonna be there.
Yeah.
Now you get 5 or 6 heavyweights that may contend, bring them together. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we know the usual suspects.
Right. Right.
We know it.
Right. Right.
So you can eliminate these guys. It's just, I love football. We go through the motions anyway, but you know, be honest, if you're a real sports fan, you can eliminate in your mind.
That's the frustrating thing at this time of the year, because throughout the rest of the year, there's hope. There's
facts.
You know, maybe this year. Yeah, but after about three weeks into the season, you know there's no chance your team.
You can eliminate certain teams.
Right.
You know they're not going to be in contention.
After about 3 games, you know you're just having fun just because of your team.
And you watch it for the love of the sport.
Right, and that's it.
So hope it's a good game.
Right.
Right.
Miami gave Buffalo all they can handle.
Right. Now, you know that Miami is, they're, you know,
they're not gonna,
they may come back, but that's, it's over. Season's over.
The usual suspects out of AFC right now, the big boys, the Bills and the Ravens.
Mm-hmm. Chiefs may come back.
Maybe. Be honest.
Only because.
I'm going to tell you something. The Chargers.
Of the pedigree.
I think the Chargers. Right. Chargers. I'm saying it, to me.
May have passed them.
They may have passed them.
Harbaugh's a good coach.
He's a hell of a coach.
Yeah, Harbaugh's a good coach.
Listen, love him or hate him, he's a hell of a coach, yeah, dude. On the coach. Collegiate level, he was. And on the NFL level, he was.
Yeah,
they hate coach. Him in college now, but he was a hell of a coach.
He's a good coach.
He had a Michigan team that was fire.
Right, I know.
People didn't want to give him credit, dude.
I know. But they won that allegation. Last year with his team.
With his team.
Right.
So, yeah. So, I just wanted to bring that up because mm-hmm. I was talking to somebody this morning. It was like, oh, well, this contingent. You know they're not going to contend.
You know deep
they're
down.
They're not. I don't hate to be a, you know, snoozer. But yeah, help for his segment.
Okay.
Don't go to bed until you have gone over the day three times in your mind. What wrong did I do? What good did I accomplish? What did I forget to do? Wow, that's heavy. Yeah. Wow. Through the art of self-examination, night becomes a mirror where we weigh our deeds, refining the soul through honest reflection. Where in the world did you get that from?
Steve Bannon.
Who?
That's deep, huh?
That's heavy. We gotta call
Mason.
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 And Sister Chapman.
And Sister Chapman.
Chapman.
We'll check in on Sister Chapman.
Look at your neighbor.
Look at your neighbor, says Sister Chapman.
Neighbor, Sister Chapman.
Hello.
This is On and Off the Field podcast with a purpose. We was looking for Sister Chapman.
Hey, man.
Speaking.
How you doing, Sister Chapman?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
And we are well, but before we move on, we do have to ask you and see how your day was today.
So far, so good.
So far, so good?
Yeah.
Well, how you been faring since the last time we talked to you?
I'm
fair. That's all you got to say, Sister Chapman. Oh, she said life and
life. And
that's the first one from Sister Chapman.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
friend.
Have you still been enjoying the show?
Yes, I have. How y'all been doing?
Well, Coach, yeah, thank you for, not, boy, thank you for asking. This is the first guest that asked us how we. That's Sister Chapman for you. Sister Chapman.
Praise
Sister Chapman, we got to put you on the board.
Praise her.
Go ahead, tell how you doing, Coach.
Doing good, doing good. And I'm hiding from Nurse Thickums, though, but I'm doing good.
He say hi from Nurse Thickums. Nurse Thickums told him she had a crush on Coach. She said he got it going on. But you know her husband, Tyrone, ain't hearing that.
So she's married?
Yeah, she's married. Yeah, she's married. She got a cousin. Her husband named Tyrone.
Tyrone Thickums.
Tyrone Thickums.
Okay, I got you.
You need to learn that now. She got a husband.
I got it now.
But you told me, didn't you tell me Nurse Thickums was your favorite character?
Yes, she is, but I still did that. Okay, I must have missed that episode.
Yeah, she got a husband now.
Okay, I got you.
You need to know that.
Yeah.
She don't play by them either. She makes sure she keep Tyrone. Well, I ain't going to start that.
Cause, don't start it, Coach.
Yeah, because she real vulgar.
Don't start it, Coach.
Can y'all hear okay? Because I was chilling. So now, is it a background noise? Or can y'all hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you real good.
Good. Yeah, we got
you.
Okay. You sound good, Sister Chapman. You're coming through real clear now, Sister Chapman. So is there anything you need the people to know that before we speak to our honored guests? I mean, what you want to tell us? Tell us something good.
Nothing about me, but the honored guest is, I'm just picking him up from school, and he had entered in a contest at school to design the Grandparents' Day T-shirts, and he actually won.
And wow!
Just wanted to let him know.
That's so amazing. So can we speak to the honored guest?
Yes, hold on for just a second.
All right.
Hello,
my man Mason. What's going on, man?
What's up, Mason?
Hello.
Good to hear from you again, man. So first off, we want to tell you congratulations. Your mom just told us you won the contest, dude, to be able to make the t-shirts.
Thank you.
So do you have a design already? Do you have a design?
No. Well, I know that I won, but
You don't know if you have a design yet, though?
I gotta find it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, man, then.
Talented, brother's talented.
That's talented, man. Talented. So listen, you know we got some questions.
We got
for
some
you
sports
now.
Questions. First and 10.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, what you think about Micah Parsons being traded from Dallas to Green Bay, dude?
Now, I don't know. That one, I got to think about that. Like, kind of, to me, I think it was a good choice because, like, Jerry Jones thinks, oh, yeah, I'm so smart and we're going to trade this dude away. But, because when they did have Micah, they're going to be we're going to be so confident because our defense is so good. But now that they don't have him anymore, they can be less confident and try to be rebuilding so they won't have the advantage because they just beat the Giants in overtime.
Right,
so
right, right.
They are 1-1, but they did lose to my Philadelphia Eagles. Yay.
You see how you put that in there.
But
do you think not that it puts them in contention with the Eagles now in the NFC? Green Bay?
The Eagles can compete in the NFC and AFC. They beat the Chiefs by 3 points, but hey, a win is a win. We'll take it.
Oh, see, a win is a win.
Nice. All right.
So, Mason, which NFL team has been the most impressive so far?
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but the Indianapolis Colts.
I know. I'm not mad at that.
You're right. Daniel Jones.
I'm not mad at that.
Talk about change.
Facts. Cause he was horrible at New York. He was dumpster juice. So really, I totally agree with you, dude.
Great call, Mason.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't see that coming at all.
At all.
Mm-hmm. Now, when Daniel Jones was with the Giants, I didn't know that he was with the Colts until like this past time. I'm like, wait. When did he get traded?
Through the offseason. So I got one more question for you. What's your thoughts on the upcoming Georgia versus Alabama game? Who you got?
Oh, I want to say Alabama, but no, I'm not an Alabama fan. I am an LSU fan, and I am a DJ Lagway, Florida quarterback believer. So I think Georgia will beat Alabama this year.
Oh, Mason, you just said something that upset Coach. Hold on. Wait,
are you going from Florida or from Miami?
Could you repeat that about Florida and Miami?
Now, Florida versus Miami. Mm-hmm. Miami, what's his name? Carson Beck, he got a weird attitude. Like, he's good and all, but...
Oh, snap, Coach.
He's probably the most underrated quarterback in college football right now.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Okay.
All right. You was kind of skirting the edge there.
Mason, you good.
You good, Mason. You was skirting the edge there a little bit. Good. Jazz a little bit, Mason. But you did good. Shout out to you. Mason.
Let me ask you a question, Mason. Mason, would you rather have the ability to talk to animals or the ability to speak every language in the world?
Oh, now we had a question identical to this when I was in a Pace this Tuesday.
Mm-hmm,
okay. It was, would you rather read minds or be able to talk to animals? Oh, geez. This is a tough one. I'd rather speak every language in the world that possible.
That's good.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, that's fair.
Real, real good answer.
All right, one last thing, Mason, before we let you go.
Okay.
This is a riddle.
Mm.
And
Mason, let me tell you something before we give you this.
You're going to do it.
I'm going to give you this riddle. You getting it. Listen, dude. You are a heavy hitter on and off the field right now. I just want you to know that. You're an official heavy hitter because
we just want you to keep us in mind when you get big time.
Man, when you get big time, dude, just think about us.
Think about us.
Because you're going to probably sign for probably about 20, 30 million. Just give us one million. I promise you, we'll bring it back to you.
No doubt.
Don't forget, okay? All right, you ready for this riddle?
Yes, sir.
Listen to this riddle. It has a cold bite, and it makes the nice leaves go away. It has no mouth, but speaks of colder chills. It turns the trees to gold and red, then leaves them sleeping as if dead. What is it, precious? What has come?
Oh, gold, nice leaves go away.
It has a cold bite, and it makes the nice leaves go away. It has no mouth, but speaks of colder chills. It turns the trees to gold and red, then leaves them sleeping as if dead. What is it? What has come?
Oh, it sounds like fall.
Yeah! Oh, my goodness! Yeah,
dude, I knew that if I read it again,
he'd get it.
I knew you'd get it, right. And I wanted you to get it, but nice. I knew that.
Go ahead, Mason.
Hey, Mason, look, you're an official heavy hitter, bro.
So listen, real quick, two things that I want to say. What else? What you got coming up? You got anything coming up in school that you want to mention? What you got?
I have a football game tomorrow. We play Potter 2. We beat them last year at their homecoming.
Okay.
It was a tough matchup. It was a 13-12, but a win is a win, like I said.
Now you know, I could see you being a commentator for the same. I could see you being a youth commentator for like the youth sports. You can actually commentate a game. Mm-hmm. I can see you commentating a high school game. I can see you commentating a game. Period.
Right.
I can. Mm-hmm. Like your future is super bright, bro.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You. Coach, what you got for him?
Oh, no doubt, man. Keep it going, Mason. Keep it going.
Man, we appreciate you, man.
Super proud.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, so like, keep it going.
Really, you're a light. You really are. You're a light, dude.
Thank you.
Proud of you, my man.
And we'll chop it up next time.
All right, tell Sister Chapman. Tell her. Can we hear you to say, hey, Sister Chapman?
Yes.
No, you Mason was supposed to call your Sister Chapman.
Oh, you told me calling me Sister Chapman.
Tell us, hey, sister.
And you just laughed.
That's all right. That's all right. Hey, listen, we appreciate you. We really do appreciate you for letting him come on. And like we just told him, we really can see him commentating any game on any level. Mm-hmm. Like, really. So I know you've heard that before, you know, but, you got a millionaire on your hands there.
I need to step into it.
Now listen, we're going to tell you like we told him. Now, when he signed for that first contract, don't forget about little old us.
Yeah,
now.
Right. Just, you keep us in mind.
Keep us in mind.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, definitely. First call.
Don't have us knocking on the window. Got our face up to the window, begging. Sister Chapman, you remember us?
Please.
And you tell me, would you get them two crackheads up out of here? Get some crackheads out there.
I got you on speed dial.
Hey, listen, we appreciate you, okay?
You're so welcome.
Right. Take care.
All right, thank y'all again. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He always does a good interview.
Yeah, he's sharp. He is sharp.
He's very sharp.
A win is a win.
When is a win. Nice. All right. Thank you to our incredible listeners. Thank you for being part of the On and Off the Field family. Don't forget to like or follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. And of course, our website,
onandofftheofield.com.
I just want to be hugged. I just want to be lemon chew. I just want to hug.
Oh my goodness. Listen. Shout out to everybody that rock with us. Thank y'all, really. And I know he just thanked everybody, but really, we really do appreciate y'all, man. Every laugh.
Shout out AG.
Shout out to AG.
He's been listening since episode one.
Shout out to AG.
Yeah.
Wayne. Now, he's a Williamson Lions fan, I'm guessing.
I think he went to Williamson.
Okay. He would fit at Williamson.
Yeah. Way from the 70s.
This has been episode 58. On and Off the Field, a podcast with a purpose. We got y'all on the field, Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Paulson, a.k.a. Steeler Nation since 1976.
It's the Yoda Man. I was born in 1968.
Back in the 70s.
That's how, folks.
Back in the 70s. But you wouldn't know anything about that.
Put it on my still
account. You wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah.